In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The road to becoming a Christian begins with this. You cannot just join up. You cannot just change your actions. You cannot just cover over your sin. The road to becoming a Christian begins with this. You must be born again. That is, you must be changed. You must be made totally new. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. You didn't have anything to do with that. You must be born now from above. And you also have nothing to do with that. Those who are born again from above are born of God and have been given the gift of faith. Faith in God, faith in His Word. People, for the entire history of the world, since Adam and Eve, have needed to be transformed from unbelievers to believers. It's a fundamental fact of the fallen, sinful nature. Unbelief, lack of faith in God, but rather spiritual blindness, spiritual deadness, and enmity with God. Adam, hiding in the bushes. The Lenten journey of the catechumenate addresses all of this. All have sinned. All suffer the same separation from God from the beginning. And we all need to be transformed in the same way, whether in the Old Testament or New Testament times, namely by faith, because you can't do it by yourself. Today we're told about a man named Abram. He was a descendant of Shem, the son of Noah, the eighth generation descent from Adam, to whom the first promise of a Savior was given by God. You remember that promise. God said that one of his descendants, the descendants of Adam and Eve, would be the Messiah, the Savior. God didn't say how long it would take, however, but each of the descendants of Adam were taught about this promise of God to be given through the line of Adam, through the line of Abraham. Abram knew God's promise. More than that, Abram believed God's promise. When God told Abram to leave his home and go to a land he didn't yet know, amazingly, he went. Have you ever done that? Would you go if God directed you to go, yet not telling you where to go? Why did he go? Only because God told him to, and that's faith. That's the evidence of faith. God told him he would make of Abram a great nation. God promised, I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. How? Namely, through that descendant, the Messiah. He's reminded of the promised Savior. Today, St. Paul reminds us of Genesis 15:5, where God promised Abraham, saying, look toward the heaven and number the stars if you are able to number them. And then he said, so shall your offspring be of whom the promised one would come. And then Moses writes the most important sentence, and he, that is Abraham, believed the Lord, and he, that is the Lord, counted it, that is his belief, his faith, to him, namely Abraham, as righteousness. And that's why Abraham is not called our father of the works of the law, but the father of all who believe, pointing to the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, that is all believers. Now, as we said, all are to be transformed. made fit for heaven, we could say, in the same way, namely by faith. And how does God give faith? Answer, through his Spirit and Word. The same Spirit and Word of promise of God to Abraham is given to all who are baptized with water and the Word of God. But you say, baptism didn't come along until John the Baptist and Jesus, right? St. Paul says, I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And that's why we hear at the Easter Vigil the account of the miracle of God's deliverance of his people from Pharaoh through water, that is, through the Red Sea. To be saved means to believe God's word, and that's what it means to be born again. Actually, catechumens, you don't have to totally understand or comprehend this mystery of how God works through his word, through his spirit, through earthly elements like water. For it's not your understanding that counts at the beginning of faith. It is your hearing that counts. Your hearing of God's word and command and promise. The miracle then happens when you can say from your heart those words of the creed along with all Christians, I believe. Now, today we heard of a teacher of Israel, a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews coming to Jesus by night. In a way, you catechumens will be walking in his steps as we gather for the night vigil of Easter when you will be baptized. I ask you not to be hesitant, afraid, or ashamed, but truly seeking salvation. Nicodemus was truly seeking and was born again in faith, as his attendance at the crucifixion and burial of Jesus proves. He did come to understand, that is, to believe, in what it means to be born again by water and the Spirit. It has everything to do with the Word, the Gospel of God. Now, you all heard those familiar words of John 3:16. Everyone knows those words, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. To be born again, to be born anew, to be born from above is what the Greek word anothen means. Means to believe in Jesus Christ and God's promise that whoever believes in him has eternal life. So faith, this is the beginning of your new life. For by faith we join Abraham, Nicodemus, and all those who have gone before us and join them in this way. The letter to the Hebrews says, these all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeting them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. As it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. As all these died in faith, so you must know that all who have been baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his death. We are buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Newness of life. That's a picture of what happens to you as you are born again in holy baptism. In Christ, you are born anew. to the new eternal life by the power of God's Spirit and His gift of faith. You have it now. By faith, we already have died unfearing. And at our Lord's return, we all will be awakened. And with your very own eyes, you will see the Son of God with joy. To this end, we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, my prayer attend, and I will praise thee without end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.